Disc 4.
What were you going to say?
I had an experience coming out here very similar. I got pulled over for speeding in Texas. And he asked me, he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Sedona, Arizona." He said, "Why are you going there?" You know, I had long hair, right? And I said, "I studied with Dr. Hawkins." And so he goes, "What does he teach?" And I go, "Consciousness, human consciousness." And he goes, "You know what? I'm just going to get you a warning. You go ahead, okay?"
Oh, golly.
Wait a second. He's not done.
Go.
He asked one more question. He came back to the window and got here and just walked off. He didn't want it.
Dude, you're a space case. You don't want to get involved, huh? Consciousness sounds like woo woo woo. Oh, I see. Yes, yes. You're pulling in the energy. Yeah, right. Okay.
This may not work every time.
Well, the energy is one of loving him for what he's doing and being dutiful. You know, see, I respect them, and when a policeman pulls me over, I always respect the fact that he's doing what he is trained and knows he should do. So he's being integrous. So I respect his integrity.
Yeah, I told him thank you, and I appreciate it
because I wasn't there. That's right. So you respect their, integrity. And so as you respect their integrity, they get their being respected. And don't forget, most of the so-called negative experiences people have with policemen are provoked. You know, you push the cop to the point that he's past his self-control, so now he can be the bad guy. So this is a trick of the lower energy fields, is to provoke that which is integrous until it blows its integrity. You see if you can get him to blow it. So it's always beneficial to give the policeman the respect that is due his office. You don't have to get personal about it, the same as the President of the United States. The presidency itself is worthy of respect. And so attacking the person or attacking the office, you have to be clear which you're talking about. And sometimes political cartoonists, I think, are incorrect because they're actually attacking the office, which in a time of war is not really integrous. Once you protect the office, and still you can differ with the person who holds the office, but the office itself, after all, you're looking to the government of the United States to save your life and provide for your old age and God knows what all. Give you Medicare when you get old and all. You're expecting a lot from the government, and so you should give it a little something in return besides just taxes. So what we hold integrously tends to become that. So when we say to the policeman, I know you're doing what you're supposed to do, and I respect you for that, you know, he appreciates that. And, okay. What is the difference between love and joy? Well, love, as we said, takes many expressions. Many people are here out of the energy field of love, and what they do is energized by love. Joy is a different state. Joy goes beyond love and lovingness. Love and lovingness you can live with all the time. It's sort of an evenness that lights up everything. Joy is more intense. Joy is more exuberant, you might say. Its energy is more, it sort of swamps you. Joy sort of takes you over. One can be prone to joy, without being in that state all the time. You can go from lovingness, unconditional lovingness, into joy, into ecstasy. We got ecstasy up there? No. Okay. Anyway, you can, as you ascend the scale, you reach sort of sublime states, sort of states that are really sort of sublime. The ecstasy is beyond description and hard to handle if you're around people. One time I went to a state of ecstasy, and there's a chapel over here, the chapel of something or other. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, at 1 o'clock in the morning, nobody was there. The candles were all lit. And there was this beautiful music playing. And ecstasy reached such a state that the body began to dance with ecstasy. I was a pretty good dancer. And it was the only possible way to handle it was to give it physical expression. One sort of dance was danced by the ecstasy of the glory of God as revealed to your own awareness. Ecstatic, ecstatic. And so one did that to express to God one's joy and appreciation for divinity. The joy is that one has been allowed to experience the quality of divinity experientially within one's own capacity to experience. So the joy is almost like an exquisite thankfulness that one has been allowed to experience the presence, and one wishes to reflect back the thankfulness and the joy at the revelation in whatever manner you're able to express it.